Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Who is that God? We think of God the Father.
As we continue our study,
the triunity of the Godhead had a hand in all of the creation. It was Jesus Christ who formed Adam from the dust of the earth. Let us make man in our image. It was Jesus Christ who came to this world that he had created. He created this world. Do you believe that? He spoke this world in existence. Let there be light. And by the way, by his spoken word, he holds it together. And one day, we're getting later in the book of Revelation, he's going to shake it like this world has never seen. But anyway, we see in John 1:3, that it talks about he's the source, he's the origin of creation. It began in him. Not that he was a created being, but all things came from him. There was nothing made that was not made by him. Are you following? The light, the sun, the stars, the moon, you, me, everything. You heard the story about when Adam was created by Jesus, Satan showed up. He said, man, I could do that. I could make me a man. So Satan got down and started the dust of the earth, putting mud together and all. And Jesus said, wait a minute, get your own dirt. You'll get that on the way home. Jesus made the dirt. He's the only creator, okay? Satan cannot create except havoc. It's the only thing he creates is havoc and problems in people's lives. But anyway, and then in Colossians chapter number 1, let me read these words so I can find it. Verse number 15. Who is the image of I got so much writing in my book, my Bible, it's hard to read my Bible now. Who is the image of the invisible God, speaking of Jesus, who is the firstborn of every creation? He's talking about not generation, that he was born, but relationship. He's talking about, and again, this is what Jehovah's Witness will take you to this verse, to see, he was the firstborn. No, he's not talking about generation. He's talking about the relationship and what he has to the God anyway. Verse number 16, for by him, Jesus Christ, all things were created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things are created by him and for him. And he is before all things. In other words, he has a preeminence. Before there was nothing, there was God. I cannot fathom that. Before there were angels, before there was before there was not anything, there was God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. I can't fathom that, and neither can you. Sometime in eternity past, I don't know when, God's making a plan, and he's putting all this together, the Lord just sitting around the table that they had to put together. Are you following what I'm talking about? Had to put build it. I don't understand this. I just know that God made all things. He made heaven. He made the angels. Before there were angels, there was God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. Do you understand it? I don't understand it. I can't even comprehend it. Anyway, we see that he is before all things, and by him all things consist. In verse number 18, I have to move on. He is the head of the body, the church. You know why it's so important to be in the church? He's the head of this church, not the preacher. I heard two amens. Amen. I'm not the head of this church. I don't want to be. I can't handle you folk, but God can. I know thy works. He just placed me here as an under shepherd, and praise God for that. You know what I'm talking about, placing in a place of leadership. But listen, he holds all this together. Amen. He's the head of the church, the body of the church, which is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that all things he might have the preeminence. The most important thing in this church, in our lives, is not the preacher, not the deacon, not even you. I know that kind of, some of y'all walk around like a peacock all strutting, boy, ain't I something? No, it's Jesus Christ who has a preeminence. Without him, we can do what?
Nothing.
Nothing. But with him, everything is possible. You believe that? Boy, I do too. I believe that. That's why I do crazy things out there. Preacher, you're crazy, I know. But with him, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen and amen. Well, let's get back to Revelation chapter. And I got 5-10 minutes. And I'm just getting started. Verse number 15. I know thy works. Remember, he knows. He said this to all seven churches now. I know thy works. The first six churches, there were some good things. The seventh church, the Laodicea, there was nothing good that he could say. I know you. I know you. Again, I don't want to be redundant, but he knows you. He knows me. We may hide in our bedroom somewhere or in our living room and in the dark of night. And that's what, listen, I'll be straight. That's why I don't own a computer. I don't have Facebook, and I'm not, if you have it, God bless you. I don't have an Instagram. I don't have any of that because I know what it could do to me. You make it handle it. I know what it would do to me. It would take away from my study, from my, instead of getting this word, Latrice every once in a while would show me something on Facebook. She has, and I'm not opposed to it. I'm just saying for me, it's like an alcoholic, you better stay away from alcohol. With this, I'm not an alcoholic. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying here. But what I'm saying, things like that, it would get my attention. She gave me something last night on Facebook, somebody she wanted me to look at reading, and I won't go in. It was Rebecca. They got a new house, Tabor. Did you know they're in Georgia? She was a beautiful home there in Doran. And we were setting a visit to go see Rebecca. I can't wait to see her new home and log home and all. And anyway, and lo and behold, that ain't all I looked at. Y'all know how Facebook is. All of a sudden, I started scrolling. And I'm there about a half hour. She said, aren't you done with that yet? And I said, yeah, I started looking at other things. I said that I can't get on it because what it would do to me. So whether it's the preachers, whether it's you, he knows our works. You can hide in the corner somewhere, whether it's Facebook or people get in trouble with pornography. Preachers, it's at the tap of their finger. And if, but by the grace of God, there goes I. I'm saying, I got to stay away from it. So I don't go near it. Are you following? Y'all think I'm crazy, don't you? I know what it would do to a fellow. I've seen it in lives of people. And I know what it could do. So I just have to stay. I don't want that before me, that temptation of Latrice ain't around. I stay away from it. Now, I ain't bragging on me. I'm bragging on you. I just don't put that. I don't have it. I don't have access to that. And praise God for that. I know that works. Let me move on. And if what's the old saying? I haven't been reading your mail. But if that shoe fits, you wear it, you better watch it. It's destroyed many a good people, destroyed many good marriages because of that. I know thy works. We could preach on that a little while. Look at this. And thou art neither cold nor hot. And again, I touched on that and I got to move. They lost their vitality. They lost their usefulness, their vitality. They were indifferent. We at Westwood, but churches as individuals sometimes, we've lost our sense of urgency, our zeal is our loss of passion, our loss of zeal. We've become comfortable Christians, not committed Christians. That's what happened at church of the Laodiceans. They become comfortable, okay? Let's move on. Well, they lost their vitality. They lost their values, verse 17 and 18a. They lost their values. They're looking... Because thou sayest, notice the word thou sayest, you think you're rich. I'm rich. And now look, I'm increased with goods and have need of nothing. Man, I got it all. I got it made. Our bills are paid. We're paying the missionaries. We got money in the bank. The pastor's being paid. You ain't feeding him beans no more. Y'all can laugh. I'm just having fun with this, okay? And the church is being blessed. That's when you're in a danger zone. You're in real. You got to be very, 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 very careful. That's what happened. Church will ever see. You say this, not Lord. You say I'm rich, I'm increased with goods, and have need of nothing. And then I have this underlined in my Bible, and knowest not. How many people today know not?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.